Waker Puff Sweet Sparkies bring you... Waker Puff Sweet Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirate. In just a moment, you may be able to hear the faint scratching of a phonograph needle on the record. This blank record is recording the voices of two people, that of Mrs. Sainsbury and that of a murderer, Secretary Cuffney. A microphone is hidden in a wastebasket in a hotel room. Wires lead across the carpet, out the window, and up to a room on the floor above. It's a tense moment for Pat Ryan, who's hidden in Mrs. Sainsbury's room. Terry and Hotshot Charlie are operating the portable recording equipment in the room above. So stand by.
Oh, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Right, bang, bang. Great up a sweet party, the way that's got some guns. Family's favorite breakfast, the way that's got some guns. Place the pop, sweet sparkies, have vitamins to tell. The easy step to wake the pep, and boy, the taste is well. Here comes Quaker with the bang, bang.
Hi, gang. Feeling smart today? Then tell us, when is a door not a door? The answer is, when it's a jar. Uh-oh. I left myself wide open on that one. And say, when is a package of breakfast cereal not a package of breakfast cereal? When it's empty, of course. And gang, that's a sorry state of affairs. Especially if that package happens to be Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. Man, oh man, you don't want to miss out on these delicious ready-to-eat breakfast grains a single day. I'll say not. For there's no beating this eating. Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies are shot from guns, exploded 8 times larger, and have a swell comeback for more flavor. And come again Christmas that makes them a taste treat you'll want to repeat. More than that, these giant kingpin kernels are good for you. Yes, indeed. They provide the wholesome proteins, food energy, and iron of wheat in these easy-to-digest, crispy, puff grains. So see to it you always have a good supply on hand at all times. That's Quaker Puff Sweet Sparkies. They come only in the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you.
I don't know if you can hear that or not. It's very faint. But the machine is recording every word that is said in room 301. Terry and Hotshot Charlie are listening through headphones, while in a nearby chair, somewhat confused, sits a man named Mossbunker. He barged in unexpectedly and insisted that he had prior right to the hotel room. But Terry finally got him quieted down. As the record continues to turn on the machine, let's turn our attention to the leading figures in this affair, to room 301, where we find the French wife of Conrad Sainsbury trying her best to remain calm as she faces the oldish, youngish Mr. Cuffney.
As I said to you when you spoke to me in the lobby a few minutes ago, Mrs. Sainsbury, you'll be wise to think twice before you go to the police.
Monsieur Cuffney, I know you have killed my brother Pierre and Dr. Fontaine on the yacht. And my husband, he know you do that too.
Well, my dear lady, if your husband knows that, why doesn't he go to the police? Why doesn't he turn me in?
Ah, Lord, it is because you know so much about Conrad. If he tell about you, you will tell about him. So it does not speak. But with me, it is different. I will speak, please.
You are the victim of your own hysterical imagination, Mrs. Sainsbury.
Yes, so I'm so much hysterical. But this time, I hear for myself. I hear you talk with my accent. I listen at the door. Monsieur Cuffney, I know what you say.
You didn't ever hear me admit any crime.
I hear that is what you speak, and I will tell the police.
This little conversation is just between us, Mrs. Sainsbury, just between us.
Monsieur Cuffney, then you...